Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. This Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for June the 7th, 2025. I have all sorts of interesting individuals that listen to this podcast, and for that, I'm always grateful. And one of the most interesting is Vance from L.A. He has been listening for quite a few years, and every so often he'll throw me a question or two. And this morning I got one from him that I just could not resist. It was really interesting. He is 48 years old. He lives in Los Angeles, works there. I'm not going to tell you what he does, but it's noble work, I think. And he wanted to know about meditation, probably two or three years ago. And I talked to him and kind of, situated him in the fundamentals. You really can't just do it over the phone. You have to attend a workshop or something like that to really understand the posture of what it means to meditate. Anyway, he took my instructions, did all the things that I told him would help him, and then never heard from him again. This is typical. And then about a year and a half ago, I heard from him, and then I got this email this morning, and he wants me to put it on the podcast because he listens to it. He says, "Meditation is simply not easy. I've tried, although I have not been as consistent as I think I should be. I've tried. Why is it so hard?" and then we have a question, another one he offered, and we'll do that one tomorrow. Vance, the reason meditation is so difficult for some people, for most people, is because we fight it. We don't want to focus our attention on any one thing, like our breath, because that's not what we're used to doing. We're used to having helter-skelter kind of thinking, and that's just the way we are. That's the way we live. That's the way we are. We focus on scattered things like pride, ambition, problems, difficulties. We talked about that on the phone. So there's the old Zen saying, the monk comes to the master and says, "Why is the way so difficult?" And the master answers the question by saying, "Because it has to go through you." Meditation has to go through you. You have to meditate. And in doing so, it's a discipline that becomes eventually a lifestyle. And until it becomes a lifestyle, it is only a hobby or something that we do occasionally. And that is not the manner of the way, nor is it the way to discipline your life. First, you have to discipline your mind. You have to decide to do meditation. And you can't have a reason for it, like it'll help me be healthier, it'll help me do this, it'll get me that. It can't be that. It has to be something from deep within you where you feel the call to the unknown. If you don't feel that call to the unknown, if you are just doing it to see if you can do it, which I suspect you're doing, or you do it because you want some self-improvement, which I think you're doing, which you have admitted to me on both counts, then you're going to find it absolutely annoying. To say the least, it will be annoying. And there is not a thing I can do to help you with that until you have reached your level of futility in your own life. Meditation is about realizing what is necessary in your own life. That the way you are living, how you are living, the manner of your life is not answering that call to the inside. to the within. There has to be that itch inside, something that is important, but you don't know exactly why it's important. It is something that is inexplicable for most people. And what they try to do is they try to calm down this itch, this call, by entertainment, sports, food, something to distract them, sex. It could be a load of things. And your biology is not going to be something that coincides with meditation. It's going to be something that becomes a problem. Your ethnic background, your mental acuity, all of that is at play here in your life. So you're not going to find that you genetically have any traits that say, let's meditate, we can do this. Not at all. It is about letting go of everything and looking for that gap, that pause, that space between your thoughts, where you exist as a totality, where you exist as the universe within you, as you are in the light. This is not something the mind can fathom. The mind has certain beliefs about right and wrong, good and bad, possible and impossible. That's what it does. Its purpose is to keep you and me in our genetic traits. That's what our mind does. It is that, until we realize that there is a calling deep, deep, deep in the background. And in that calling is a mystic mystery, a mystery that we can't solve with our thinking, that we can't rationalize with our thoughts, that our ego disapproves of. When that starts to work upon you, which it could take many, many lifetimes to do, we start to understand that we need to enter into something deeper, more profound, maybe something that is loving and kind, something of the mystical that our pride and our ego just can't give us. And once that has started to occur, that's when the way and the light starts to become important. We become, shall we say, intrigued with what's going on within us. And we start to take a look at it, take a breath, maybe learn just simple little techniques that I gave you on how to live your life beyond the confines of your impulses, your sense of right and wrong, good and bad, all of that. What is it that makes me tick? What is it that lives within me that I have been ignoring? This has to be a true loving drive in me and in you. If it isn't, if you are not looking for that which you have ignored all of your life and can't put your finger on it, if you can't see that you've been living against the winds of your life, as a means to survive, and you have only lived for self-preservation, until all of this dawns on you and the futility of it dawns on you, then until then, and then, not much can happen. And this is why people start and 90% of them give up, maybe 95, I would say. It's a very difficult thing to do when done through the pedestrian mentality, which we all possess at one way or another. So it's up to you. It really is. You have to be able to see things for the way they are, Vance. You have to understand the nature of your mind and what it is and how cruel it can be towards your life. And instead of just ignoring this, that you seek to go and find out what it's all about within you. It's a true journey that only requires one step alone. And once you make that step, everything becomes totally different. I will answer your second question tomorrow, and I hope it will help. I hope this helped some of you as well. It's a real challenge when you approach something mystical from the conventional. It just doesn't work. I'll be back on the air tomorrow. Hope you'll join me. Please forgive me. Namaste.